Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Financial planning, whether you do it yourself or hire someone to help, benefits individuals and families of all ages. But our next guest says it's of particular value to those who are approaching retirement age, especially during this time of uncertainty surrounding policies coming out of Washington. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you again.
All right, so we're talking about Social Security, aren't we?
Yes, and there's a lot of confusion in the news about Social Security. I think probably just to start out, I'll just say two things. One is there is a real big difference between the bureaucratic agency, the Social Security Administration, that administers the Social Security program, and the actual benefits themselves. So, you know, only Congress can change benefits. But what we're seeing is some of the waste or bloat that is in some of the bureaucratic agencies being cut down. That's not anything remotely close to having benefits changed. I think the second thing is a lot of what the news articles are these days as far as cost cutting, it is resulting in fewer field offices. That's true. It is resulting in fewer employees. I think the number I heard was Social Security Administration went from 57,000 employees to 50,000. So it's only about a 12% cut. And not all of those, obviously, are processing claims. But that is going to have an impact. The third thing that I see in the news a lot is the elimination of customer service by phone. That one got a huge kind of backlash, and the administration has, in fact, reversed their decision.
All right, but I understand that the wait times on those phone calls are pretty long.
Yeah, the wait times have expanded a little bit. Really, we're telling our clients the best way to communicate with Social Security Administration is via the website. It's pretty much been that way with a lot of companies and government agencies since COVID. The website is the best. So if you're not tech savvy, we suggest, you know, get a family member who knows the internet, a friend, a church associate, somebody that you trust to work with you on the computer and deal with Social Security Administration by their website. One of the other things we're saying is you can't do everything by phone. Even though phone service is still there, you can't do everything by phone. And the most logical one that you can't do is change your bank account of where you want your benefits deposited. So, and because it's taking longer, you're allowed to file for benefits, as far as I know, I think it's up to 4 months before your beginning date. So it would be prudent to go ahead and give as much lead time as you can when you're filing for benefits to accommodate and account for the fact that it does take longer for processing now.
Well, Rick, can you share with us any real-world experiences that you know of, maybe with your clients, with these issues we've been talking about regarding Social Security?
So the good news story that it actually happens a lot, our clients who retire before their required beginning date. So it used to be 70 and a half. I think it's now around 72. It's proposed maybe to be up to 75. We're paying all their living expenses with tax resources. And so that allows us to manufacture taxable income by taking distributions from their IRA with very little to no tax consequence. So there's probably between 62 and 70. There's a little window of opportunity to move money out of tax deferred into taxable accounts without triggering any tax. A bad news story that I have also seen happen more than once is someone wants to downsize. So what they do is they, before they sell their house and use the proceeds to get a smaller house, they liquidate accounts to get money to buy the smaller house, and then they replenish their accounts with the proceeds once the original house is sold. The problem is that that jumps their tax bracket up, causes more of the Social Security benefits to be taxable, as other things too. I mean, it raises their whole tax bracket. I think the surprise for a lot of these clients is what happens is they get a surcharge on their Medicare Part B premiums for 2 years, and they don't qualify for the exemption because they did it to themselves.
Well, Rick, as always, great information. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Mike.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.